Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Abracadabra, Create What You Speak, with Ilan Azulay, only on LA Talk Radio.
Oh, welcome, welcome, shalom, welcome to Abracadabra, Create What You Speak. I'm Ilan Azulay, I'm your host, sound therapist, and spiritual mentor for you who are ready to reclaim your power. And we are here reclaiming our power in a different way. In a funky way, I'd say. Yeah, we're finding ways to connect again in a different way, making different meanings. Welcome. Hareini mekabel al atzmi et mitzvat aseh shel ve'ahavta lerecha kamocha. I hereby accept on myself the due commandment or the utterance of love your friend, your neighbor, your partner, in the same way that you express love to yourself. And the focus first is on ourselves. And now we are in these times of quarantines, of isolated, yet finding different ways to be very close. And how are we managing that? How are we together with that? So it's different. I decided today that we don't have really much choice. We're going to do it from home. And I don't know, it's kind of like it's a different place, sends us to different locations, different places in ourselves, and it's really digging in for different people. Everybody has a different experience, a different story, and I would like to share with you my experiences here during this time, and to hear from you what is going on with you. How are you reimagining, recreating? How are you handling everything? So yeah, it is. Let's see, what are we doing today? So today I'm going to have a guest on. And this is Itai, as my son. And so we are going to do a quarantine sharing. So let's see. Can Itai come on line? Let's see. Where is he? You online? Yes. Itai.
Hello. How are you doing today?
Huh? I'm doing great. I don't know if I can see you. I don't know if you're being seen. Let's put it this way. So I'm going to check really quick. Itai is staying here. We're doing it from different rooms. But we are here. How are you, Itai?
I'm doing all right.
How are things here? It was quite a funny thing. When Itai got here, we had to, we want to make sure that we are in following the rules and following our effort to be caring of our beings. So we are in separate places in the houses, and we'll see how that goes. So Itai, how are things with you here? Since last time we've had you on the it's kind of funny to do this, I don't know, it's kind of funny to do this. But we're sitting. Was it?
I was going to say things are good, just very relaxed, and feel like I'm getting a lot more work done sitting around all day.
Sitting around all day. So what do you do? What do you do these days? You are tell everybody about what you do.
So I'm a singer-songwriter, mostly of R&B music and soul music, and And in the quarantine days, I've been taking the time to go and submit music to blogs and to radio stations and to Spotify playlists and you name it, etc. Just kind of getting this project together, this EP project called Feel. And I just got the cover work back. And so
That's cool. Hi, Roslyn. I see Roslyn is online. Roslyn was a guest here. Clarice. Hello, Clarice. Hello, Julie. Roslyn was online here. Thank you for being here. So we are taking this program this time to see how we are refinding. Is there a word like that? I don't think there is a word like that. Refinding ourselves in this time. And so Itai, we have a couple of things. Do you want to give a taste for somebody, for everybody, of what you do?
Sure. Yeah.
So you sit at home and you create all these beats by yourself, right?
These two particular tracks, I did not create the beats. But this past week, I actually just finished today I will be finishing my first record, completely produced, mixed, mastered, everything by me.
Oh, wonderful. So it's going out when?
I don't know. I'm thinking about a month because I already have a release set for the end of this month. Another single coming out at the end of this month called Hot Sauce.
Oh, Hot Sauce.
yeah. And so it's exciting. So probably another 2 months, I'll have this record that's completely produced and vocally produced and instrumentally wise as well by me. Also,
that's cool. Well, that's cool. So let's start with that, and then we'll take it from there. What are we going to listen to first?
So first, we'll listen to "Show You Love,"
One of the tracks that you sent me.
Yeah.
Okay. And "Show You Love." Okay.
And then I believe that's the fourth track on the EP. And then "Goodbye," which is already released on all platforms.
Okay, but let's start with what was the first one?
"Show You Love."
The first one that we're going to play is "Show You Love."
Yep.
Okay. So let's put "Show You Love." Let's hear that. That's pretty cool, actually. I heard that.
Show you love if you ain't show it back. How can you trust if you can't say I love you back? Oh, how is that? How am I supposed to show you love if you ain't show it back? How am I supposed to show you trust if you don't know about that? Just trying to get close to you. Wind up on the road with you. All I want you to know is that I want you back. Go out of my way to make sure that you're still the same. Oh God, I hope that nothing's changed. Nobody else calling your name, but you feel it still. Just this one time, it numbs the pain. You feel it. Fake and real love don't feel the same. If there is no one to love, no one to claim. Sharing love with someone else, you feel insane. Tell me why you love deceiving lies. Guess there's no one else to blame, nothing else to say. How am I supposed to show you love if you ain't showing back? How am I supposed to show you trust if you don't know about that? Just trying to get close to you. Wind up on the road with you. All I want you to know is that.
Well, that was That was nice. So how do you go about starting how do you go about starting the track? What do you select first? What do you lay down first?
Well, the beat always comes first. The music, the instrumentals, everything behind always comes first, and then.
So you don't write the music first, and then so everything is driven by the rhythm, by the beat.
Yep, everything's driven by the beat, and then.
So you can take beats. So you can take beats of somebody else and write a whole different thing.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'll start with. I'm always recording, cool. So I'll start a session and start mumbling some words and
mumbling. What do you mean mumbling? Mumbling what?
I'll start singing melodies with like baby talk almost,
just to create something, and then you change the words.
Yeah, so I'll be recording for cadence. To find cadence. And then once I find cadence, I'll put lyrics to the cadence.
I see.
Which is...
You know, we used to call that, I remember in Israel, when I grew up, they used to call them coffee table words. Coffee table. Like you say words that have nothing to do with anything. The cat jumped over the moon or something like that. Whatever you want. Just to create the form, how you want it to sound at a certain point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, so hey, so it's still around. Works.
Yeah, they just call it. I don't know what they call it actually. Well, I call it normally a skeleton. Because, well, around people that I'm around call it a skeleton because we're trying to get the.
Yeah, you're building the frame.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Or the frame.
Yeah. Yeah. So how do you find, I mean, if you are working all the time, you're recording, you were also recording and being alone pretty much also before this whole, the whole pandemic started, right? How does this affected you? How does this, or how is it affecting you? In both ways, either it's something that you think or appears to be negative, or was the positive, or how do you find that?
Well, I try not to really dwell on it and let it affect me negatively at all, because I'm really just taking this time to better myself and work as much as I can on my craft and music without having to think about anything else in the world right now, because the whole world is at a pause, basically.
Yeah. So you're basically saying, you know what?
I'm not letting
it. I don't want to hear about it. Well, I mean, you know, thank God, I guess, you know, I mean, not everybody can be in that space. And so to everyone who may be experiencing any difficulties or sickness or God forbid, all the healing and wishes for and prayers for fast and speedy recovery, amen. But this is one way, you know. There are, you know, we can handle it in different ways, you know. So you are taking this to really just dive in and to see how you can continue and create.
Pretty much.
So what was, you know, I was thinking, and I think I talked to you about this the other night. What would happen if everything would stay the same, right? Like nothing would, like this wouldn't happen, the pandemic thing. And everything would stay the same, meaning everybody is still on their iPhones, everybody is still glued into their phones, into their computers, surrounding with digital blockage surrounding and keeping everybody away by choice, right? Your part, no, who are you? Oh, you're not part of this group. No, we don't want to talk to you, or you think going down the subway in New York City, if you look at somebody, you know, it's like people are away, people stare away, people don't connect for the most part. But I've experienced that, and not just there, also here and everywhere. There are many people who just keep the distance, and it is this virtual world that we're immersed in, that we kind of almost prepared ourselves for this. That's how I see that in a certain way. We kind of prepared ourselves for that, voluntarily staying away, being isolated with my phones, with my headsets, not looking at everybody, family sitting together in a restaurant, and everybody's on their iPhone and their iPad and so forth. And now that that we are here, that this has been forced upon us, suddenly we're realizing what it is that we really miss. Suddenly we realize what it is that is really important, what it is that is really essential to what we need and what we want. And that is the connection, that is the coming together, that is the joint forces. And I know I wanted to do this. We could have sat, you and I could have sat in one room. But aside from the technical issues, it would be interesting. I wanted to do this two separate, just to kind of experience that while you are here. And it creates two situations, like isolating as well, and knowing that you're sitting in the other room. I don't know. How do you see that? Do you think that in the past, before this, it was like that, quite an isolating experience where people were avoiding, for the most part, others, you know, playing cool, I'm not talking to you, who are you? What do you have to offer? If you don't have to offer, you're not part of, you know, those kind of things. How is your experience?
Well, I feel like, yeah, pretty much we prepared ourselves for this. And I dealt with that a lot. I deal with that a lot every day, of people acting too cool, quote unquote, or thinking that they're better, or excluding people for whatever reason. But people are always going to do that. It's really,
So you have now that you are in this situation, do you notice changes in relationships that you have?
I notice who I talk to on the phone every day and who I don't, for sure. And it's definitely weird, but kind of shows you what people are thinking and, you know, and what they're interested in. They'll call you if they want to talk to you, you know.
Mm-hmm. So who picks up the phone first? Do you wait to who's picking up the phone first, or do you just pick up a phone and call? Or do you text more? Do you find that you text more or call more now?
Now that we're in lockdown, I call more.
Ah, so it's not as much as texting like it used to be. So it's interesting. So before the isolating, when I want to stay isolated, everybody would text. People would not call. And now that we are in quarantine,
I FaceTime all the time anyway, but even more so now that we're on quarantine.
Huh. So how do you think is going? Do you think this is going to? What's going to stick? Do you think, like, when this is over?
Mm-hmm. I think everybody's going to be scared to be around each other after all this ends.
Scared? You don't get people now.
It's going to have that underlying in the back of their head, like, oh, what if this virus were to come back? Or, I don't know, just to be cautious and be worried.
So is that what you're thinking?
Yep.
So that's...
When they tell us to go, that we're allowed to go back out, I'm still going to be a little skeptical, for sure. because you never know. There's just so many people in so many places in the world that it's just too, you can't calculate exactly what's going on.
Yeah. Well, there was just a spike again in Italy.
No? Here too, no?
Here, right? And here too.
New, like 900 cases new.
Yeah. So so you think that people are going to be scared? Well, I mean, you're sharing what you feel, so that's, you know, that's valid. No, it's like it's the films. It's almost everything is being predicted, you know. Yep. There was these AI films where people just don't leave their houses and they send their AIs out instead of them, you know. And it's creating a whole different level of how do we connect? How do we connect to one another? Yeah, it's been quite interesting. Yeah, at first it was, well, it didn't really change much. I like being, I find that I like being at home more than I like going out. So it was quite interesting. What else do you have? Let's see. What else do you, what another song do you have? What's the other one?
The other record is called Goodbye.
Did you write a beat for that as well?
No, these are both produced by a buddy of mine. And when he was producing them on the piano, I was sitting next to him singing melodies, and he kind of just picked up and built around that.
So let's give him credit. Who is he?
That's Dada Creative.
Dada Creative?
Dada Creative, yeah.
Dada Creative.
Good buddy of mine.
Dada Creative, great. All right, so let's put that. Well, then when you're ready...
You say goodbye, I say hello. You say I lie, I see I don't. Don't waste my time, I'm moving slow. Don't break my heart, I'm on a roll. Even though we had some fun, is there any room for this? I swear I've been here before, and to top it off, you've opened and closed some doors, so I locked them all. You say goodbye, I say hello, you say I lie, I say I don't. Don't waste my time, moving slow, don't break my heart, I'm on a roll, yeah.
All right. That was that one. That's the one I heard. Yeah, that was the one that was playing in my head, not the other one. Sorry. That was the one that was playing in my head. When did you do this one?
I went for a few months. I recorded this song about 4 or 5 months ago.
I see. So so now you're working. So tomorrow you're going to have your record done.
Yes. Yes.
Right. What's your page? What's your Instagram? So let's share that.
Instagram is itai.official with two L's.
Okay, we'll put it on the on the link of the program. We'll put it on the link of the program, and that's great. That's cool. So, do you? So that when you write these, I notice you don't have a keyboard, actually, right? You don't have. So you're using your computer, keyboard as a keyboard.
Yeah.
Innovative ways during find innovative ways during these times. That's cool. So back to the what we were talking about earlier about shifting, about changing. What do you think will shift? What do you think will need to happen for maybe you to start trusting in what's going on around as far as connecting to people? Do you think anything will, what will change your mind? I mean, we like being together, we like being with people and close, and we are built for that.
Shoot. I don't know. It's kind of tough to say at this point.
Mm.
Yeah, it's tough to say at this point.
Yeah. So this is what I call the, this actually, this place, you know, it can send everybody to different places. It can send people to despair. It can send people to places of opportunities to rediscover, as Julie reminded, the right word, rediscovering. But refinding is nice too, you know. But rediscovering different sides, different capacities of you, what you can achieve. And now we're in the middle of Passover. We're in the Chol Moed of Passover, and for you who are listening who don't know, Passover is the Jewish holiday of the Exodus. And the Exodus is referred to as to Egypt. And Egypt is, in Hebrew actually, Mitzrayim, come from Mitzarim, come from our narrow places. So going out from our narrow places into expansiveness, into places of discovery. So how is this, if you're listening, how do you find this place? Has it been for you a place of rediscovering? Has it been a place for you for finding different things, different avenues, coming from this slow place or from a place of maybe feeling negative or feeling whatever location you are, whatever place you are within yourself, going to a higher level, a higher vibration, a different place, a new place. And a new place pretty much is something that we're not familiar with, something that we don't have a point of reference to. If something like this is going on with you and you would like to share, and we can find different ways to new ways to rediscover. But the first thing, Itai, let me ask you this: did you when things start happening with being in quarantine and starting to be in the lockdown, was your perception still about I don't want to hear anything, was, or did you find yourself going into a faster gear? Like, was it a slow transition, or was it like, okay, I have to go and I have to get ready, or I have to do something else than what I'm doing?
I really just told myself that I need to take everything I'm doing and multiply the effort. meaning taking all songs that I can mix and recording and making as many records as I can. Not really change anything that I'm doing, just enhance it.
Mm.
Because I was pretty happy with the way that things are going or were going and still are going. Just puts a little hold on things like important sessions with artists and stuff like that, and it's just gonna have to wait a little bit.
Who do you work with recently?
I mean, I can't disclose that information.
Oh, excuse me.
Yes,
it's still not to be disclosed. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Big artists, exciting. Though. Big mainstream. Two mainstream artists that one of which I have a feature with a multi-platinum winning recording artist and a Grammy nominated artist as well. But we can't say the name yet.
I'm not going to say the name. It's pretty. I was just reading your shirt. Just especially now, that's awful lot of cough syrup. All right. Kind of ironic for you to wear it now. I was just reading it now. It's funny.
Yeah, that's also a buddy of mine, his company. yeah, Desto Dub. Thank you for the sweatshirt.
Who's that?
Desto Dub is a buddy of mine as well, who I've done some sessions for, some mixing. And
so where would you like to go on a trip? Where do we go? We can put here whatever image we want.
Well, we
can go to Italy.
Can we go to Morocco?
Morocco. We could go to Morocco. I think we can go to Morocco. We don't need a passport to go to Morocco here, you know. We can just flyers. Let's see if we can find a, I don't think we can do it here. Maybe next time. We can go wherever. You want to go to Morocco? Where do you want to go to Morocco? Marrakesh. I don't know. I haven't been there, so I'm just there. So, you know, I hear stories from different friends that are families that have many kids at home, and it's quite challenging, you know. Everybody, six people together, six people together, or four people, or maybe more. You know, I know family, they have more than three, let's say. And do you hear any? With any of your friends that you're talking with, how are your friends handling? Are any different situations? No names, of course.
Well, I know that a few are still camping out of the studio and hoping for this all to end soon. And I know
so they are staying. So people that are staying in office places or like workplaces, they're locked down in workplaces.
Yep.
Oh wow.
And others are starting to take stuff and move with their girlfriends that they're staying with. A few other people I know are definitely locked down and quarantined and not going anywhere.
Yeah. Like we.
Yeah, like us.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's quite challenging because it's new. None of this has been introduced. We're not familiar with this, and there are different things. You know, I like many other reports, I believe that this is really it's all started politics, and it'll just like everything is being run by that. And it is real. It is happening. But the reasonings and all the intentions. So I really don't want to go there, but this is where it is. But nevertheless, it is real. And think about that. We are now in quarantine, and there are many things that are becoming available during the remote connections, right? And during these remote connections, now things are becoming easier. It's easier now to get groceries. Stores that had menus online are made it more efficient so they can remain in business and provide services. And online presence and shopping is like going up because we are here. And everything, meetings, radio, music shows, everything is going online. So the question is, when all this is starting to fade or things are going to be on the other side of the wave, how much of these people are willing to give up? How much people are willing to give up not drive in downtown traffic LA for an hour and a half to be in a meeting where you can, hey, we've done Zoom for 6 months. We've done Zoom for a year. Why to change it now? It's easier. It's cost effective. It's da 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 da. In a way, like you said, increasing the isolation instead of, well, we don't know. We're just speculating what I really hope and is that we create, we understand what is important and really find a way to connect back. Not like we were, because I don't think that the way we were was connecting. I don't think that the way we were was productive or conducive for creating a community, a co-creation. But it seems like this will be an easier outlet. Yeah, mute the mic so. That's awful lot of cough syrup. So it's creating this this again, this platform that is easier for people to fall into, for people to fall into this place of keeping one another isolated by ease of a press of a button. You know, but I really hope that this is really taking us to a place as a global, as a community, to check to see what is really important, to see that what is important is our connection, to see the connections that we have already, what are they based on? What are they based on? Are they based on nothing that is important, or is it something that is important for our soul, the really important? The matters that are really important. Yeah, this is what we were talking about. Chili was asking, how do you think that the shift in our use of technology will adjust after this period of time is over? That's what we're talking about, that there are two ways. There is one way that is creating this ease of use. It's creating this ease of use, the ease of use of and the access to everything. And this brings another question of something that I wanted to bring up. When Facebook and other social media engagers were involved in legal proceedings about free of speech, that Facebook is not censoring. And they came with the reasoning that, oh, we have free of speech. This falls under free of speech. But it doesn't fall under free of reach. You know? Free of speech is that you can speak, but it's not that you can reach into everybody's personal life without even asking, without getting to millions and millions of people without asking them. Freedom of speech is different than freedom of reach. It is not the same, and to hide behind that. So now technology is getting more advanced. The more advanced it is, the lazier we become, because it does everything for us. So now we don't even have to be driving. So the technology will grow. The growth rate we'll speed up because we have to. We are in quarantine, right? We have to speed up everything. And it's like AIs, we're talking about AIs, you know, it's like everything will advance. Everything will advance to create things that, I don't know, that we're not available until now, or we're not readily available. So that's to answer also yes, that's right. That's right. That's what it was. Sasha, we saw this on a film with Sasha Baron Cohen. It was his speech, right? It was his speech. He did a speech. He was talking about freedom of reach versus freedom of speech. And that was a wonderful speech. So that's an awful lot of cough syrup. I think we were given a lot of cough syrup, actually. So we are, it was really an interesting experience. This is actually the first full interview that we're doing live. Other times we had technical issues, so I'm glad that we're able to bring this to be with you this time around. And last words of... that's an interesting question. Julie's asking, are we making the use of technology more human? You know, I know that I've been looking at this since I started dealing with music and technology back in the late 80s when it just started, when digital audio just started. It was in its infancy. And there was a latency of like, I don't know, a few seconds or something. And it was interesting. There is a feature in music, in digital music, it's called Humanize. I don't know if it's still existing. It's called Humanize. And basically what it does, the Humanize function in MIDI and in music, it randomizes the accent of the note so it feels more human, because most humans cannot keep the rhythm like a metronome. And so, you know, I don't know if the technology can be more human, but technology can mimic human interactivity. You know, we've been very advanced. What do you think, Itai? Is technology becoming... Are we making technology more humanized, kind of thing?
Yeah, I could say so, just because, like how you said with the latency. Now, with my console, I have zero to none, close to none, and I feel like I'm just singing straight on to the DAW program. It's like every time I'm singing, I feel like I'm almost not even using technology.
So I wanted to ask you, so the system becomes invisible. It's like when you walk, you don't think that you're walking. You're just plugging it in and you expect it, and it's just working. So let's say I take the interface away from you. Would you know how to bring audio into a computer? Well, it's kind of
can't really
because
I mean, unless you use a built-in output.
So I don't know if it's making it more human. I think it's really the technology is advancing. We are humanizing. We're trying to humanize the computers more, like with how computers think and to teach them. But I think it's really more teaching them than making a computer human, because I don't think it's possible. Or maybe I don't think based on what I know. And what I don't know is what I don't know. But it's getting there. I feel it's getting there. I feel it's going to replace a lot of things. And this is a start. Where we are is a start. It's a start. And yet I want to leave this to leave the program with this idea that this point of isolation is actually a point of our connection. Because in this point of isolation, we have the opportunity, we have this opportunity to go in and really to see where we can connect. And depending more on technology than our instincts, for example, I don't think that computer can replace your instinct, your intuition, your spiritual guidance. There are two different worlds. It's like trying to breed, I don't know, a donkey with a bird. You know, it's just two different things. So share your thoughts and love seeing you. Thank you, Itai, for being here. And we'll share your link on the site. Stay safe. Stay at home. Find these places of connections that make you whole again. And have a wonderful week. Happy holiday. Hi, Aaron. Aaron Yedidia is with us. Chag Sameach. Moedim LeSimcha. Shana Tova. And happy Oxodus. Thank you, and I'll see you soon. Bye.
You're listening to Abracadabra, Create What You Speak, with Ilan Azulay, only on LA Talk Radio.